Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com. Here with a name you know, because we talk to her all the time.
All the time.
It's Thunder Rosa. How you doing?
I'm good. He texts me. He has my number. That's why we talk all the time.
We do. We talk all the time. She's giving me WWE scoops all the time. The reason I knew where SummerSlam...
I don't even talk about... Yeah. You're
spying on everybody? Not really.
Not really. No.
But we do really good interviews, and this is actually the first time we met after, like, what, three or four
really?
Interviews?
Really? I feel like I know you forever.
I know. But we've got AEW superstar, NWA. Where haven't you been? You've been in Lucha Underground.
Lucha Underground,
Japan, ROH.
It's Stardom, in like some... It's not defunct, but it's Nación Lucha Libre.
Hey, there you go.
I don't know. So many. WOW, Women's of Wrestling.
Yeah. What's the... Do you know anything about WOW? Obviously, you know something about WOW, but what's the update on WOW?
I've just seen some stuff. Whatever you've seen on Instagram, that's what I've seen on Instagram. I don't know nothing.
I know what David McClain would do. He's a salesman. He'd be like, well, we'll come back when we're ready. We're good to go. And then he'd put over every single person on the roster, because that's what he does. But... That was a different type of TV product than what you were used to. And you've been a part of a lot of different TV products.
Yes, I have.
It seems like every single one is a little bit different. Is there any specifically that stood out as being more challenging than the other?
Definitely Lucha Underground, because that was my first experience on TV. And I was not training Lucha Libre, so I had to learn as I was going. So that's why, guys, sorry if you're watching on Netflix or Tubi or whatever, my matches sucked. So
really?
Yes.
So did you watch them and you go, man, this sucks.
I cringe. I was just so like not confident. And I think it was because I was still kind of developing the character. And when you're developing a character that is not you, as you can see, even -1 asked me right now, Thunder Rosa, why do you always have the face paint on? And I was like, because I live the gimmick, brother. And I left. So I wasn't living the gimmick with the mask. And it was very challenging. Like everything, learning a new language is Lucha Libre, learning a new style of wrestling, like talking to all this veterans and like not feeling like I belong there because I was so young and so green. It was culture shock completely, which I had to like learn real quick that the reason why I was there is because I had the it factor and somebody saw it and I have to accept that. So when I did that, I started like getting more comfortable and like Cobra Moon actually got over, especially with the storyline that I had.
Who specifically brought you in there? I'm always interested to
Chris
find
Joseph.
Okay, I'm not surprised. He sees that. He sees it very well in a lot of people, it seems.
Yes, he saw me, he came and talked to me, and then we had a conversation, and he's like, you just have that it factor. I cannot pinpoint it right now, but if nobody believes in you, I do believe in you. And I was like, oh, okay. And it was from there on, it was on. I love being in front of the cameras. I love acting. I love the fact that I was able to do English and Spanish, and I was one of the very few that could do that. And for me, it was to adapt or die, and I had to adapt to my environment, and that's what I did.
on sort of the same vein, NWA, who made the call to bring you in there, and who do you work with specifically with your creative? We've seen Nick Aldis take a more advanced role. We've seen you work a lot more with Camille. The match that just aired was amazing. I thought best match of the season, the draw.
Oh, really?
Yes. In fact,
you're very welcome,
I want to do a stipulation after this, unless you give me the best headline ever, you can't be interviewed by anybody else
but
me. That's the stipulation. You can't leave.
I do it. I enjoy your interviews. Oh, yeah.
There we go. You can't be interviewed by anybody else. You can't leave.
David was the one who made the call. I met him. Him and I had a couple conversations over online, and then we finally met at ROH, and he said, we have something cooking, and you just have to be patient. And he's the one who brought it up, and he's the one who had that vision, the hammer. He always told me, you are the hammer. You are that vicious Latina we're looking for, and we're going to bring it out of you, and you're going to be over. I never expected that I will earn the NWA Women's Championship, to tell you the truth.
So who are you working with now? Is it like Nick or is it Billy Corgan as far as the direction of the program?
Pat Kenny gives me all the information, yes.
Pat Kenny, the former Simon Diamond.
Simon Diamond.
Who gave you the creative direction to beat Dave LaGreca's ass?
Oh, that one, by the way. David, I have a message for you. Your balls, you left your balls in Buda, Texas. You should come and pick them up. Maybe I can take them to your house, because your wife and I were pretty good friends now.
I had somebody say to me, why weren't you backstage at the Fan Fest today? LaGreca was back there.
Oh, yeah, he was.
And I said, he's on the radio, so, I mean, obviously, he's going to get those privileges. I was like, but he's also got to watch his back. He's got to make sure he doesn't get his ass kicked back there by you.
It's going to happen again. No, this is the thing. It has to be fair and square. The guy was terrified when he got in the ring. His ass, and when he had the opportunity to beat me, of course he had to cheat. He brought a bottle, broke the bottle on the security guard, and then ran like a little BHCH. So it's not done. It's not over until it's over. Until I say it's
poor
over.
Poor Dave.
Yeah, it's written in the stars.
So, I mean, it seems like he softened his stance on you a little bit.
Because, you know, he has to focus on who's the star now of AEW, which is absolutely Britt Baker. After, you know, she had that absolutely wonderful match, Britt Baker versus Britt Baker and Lights Out, she is the star of AEW, and she is a role model, right? But, you know, again, I cannot wait for what happened tomorrow. But I the one thing I said, and it's my makes me feel better, is that I'm the number one contender. So either Cheetah, I know Cheetah very well, and I can go 20, 30 minutes, Iron Woman match. I don't know. I'm ready. I think I'm one of the most creative and most – one of the women that have the most abilities to have one of the most of the difficult matches in this roster. So whoever wins, you know.
I just realized I haven't talked to you on camera since after the Lights Out match.
Yes.
Ooh, that was special. It's one of my favorite matches I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're finding out about this match and you're like, this is gonna happen. Are you like getting excited? You're a really creative and ambitious person.
You know, I wasn't excited for what was about to happen, because I know the expectations from this match was really high, because one, we were the first women in the entire division to main event in AEW. So it was historical. Two, to have a match of that sort, it's never been done before on TV. It was another tier of like pressure. And three, the fact that, you know, you have to be very careful. And as you know, in professional wrestling, knowing that your life and the life of other person is in your hands. It's crazy. I step in the cage before, and the cage is, you close the door, and you know you can kill somebody else or almost kill somebody else. And I know Britt said that she would have, you know, lay down and die for this match.
You almost gave her wish.
You don't know what you're asking for.
Oh.
It's not over. The thing is, it's like with Dave, I have, so many unfinished business. It's not over. This is, I don't want to say it's hate, but it's
Sure.
I feel like the disrespect I felt after the Lights Out match, and like I know it was historical for both of us, because it wouldn't happen if she wasn't there, and it wouldn't happen if I wouldn't been there. It would have been completely different. I just feel that I feel like I was robbed a little bit, even though I was the winner. They always
because it didn't count in the rankings.
Yes, or? That and because
the T-shirt came out and it's Britt Baker.
I mean,
et cetera, there's a lot of things adding up.
She's got an action figure now.
Oh fuck!
You know? I mean, like, she did have to wait a while for the action. She does deserve the action figure, right? Cody got like 9.
I mean,
she's
a star. She's the face of the women's division. I guess. So congratulations, darling. You work your ass off. But I mean, I think she has been going through tribulations on her own. Mm-hmm. And you know, I give her kudos for that. But it's like me as Thunder Rosa. Everybody knows my story. I don't think there is somebody currently right now that has struggled so much to be where I am. And even now working in two different companies, I'm still struggling to get that right respect that I deserve. And it's not because you're giving it to me. I earn it. Every single time I step in the ring, in Dark, in Elevation, in, you know, in Dynamite, in NWA, I don't put crappy matches. I work my ass off. And yes, I put my life in danger every single match I step in the ring with. Not only one.
Do you gain sort of a measure of respect for an opponent like Britt Baker when you both go through something like what you went through? Or is it still that sort of disdain that you had leading into the match? Because that was an experience, and it was history, and it was, quite frankly, one of the best matches in the company's history.
I think it was earned, yes. I give her that. Like, she was very tough, and she withstand a lot of the pain and everything. But then it comes something after. Like, you have to give your opponent their respect, you know, because it wasn't like you weren't a dance by yourself. Like, you weren't doing contemporary dance and trying for Dancing for the Stars or whatever. Like, America's Got Talent. This is wrestling. You didn't do this alone. It was a trip that we both took together. But like I said, tomorrow she gets the opportunity she's been wanting, that she's been working since she got signed. And I give her, you know, kudos to that. Like, she's worked very hard after her injury to stay present in the company, to be somebody that people actually want to see, that want to buy tickets, that want to buy T-shirts, that want to buy – you got to work for that. I mean, it doesn't come from one day to another. She definitely did that. However, I still feel disrespected by her in many different ways. And the fact that she says that she is a star. Like, what makes you a star? Like, can you please tell me? Can you, like, describe to me what makes you a star?
The action figure. She just got it.
I make my own damn action figures on my own, you know? I don't need no, like, oh, like, the new... Honey, I've been doing this on my own independently. You know that's why they call me La Mera Mera, La Jefa. Not only because I know how to wrestle and I know how to kick ass. Inside and outside of the ring.
Speaking of kicking ass, Combate Americas, what's the latest on that?
I talked to them recently. And but as you know, my wrestling career has taken off to other levels. So training MMA, you know, that's what I train mostly when I'm home. Like, striking, jiu-jitsu, even when I'm come here.
I know jiu-jitsu. Last year you said that you trained more MMA than you were pro wrestling.
I'm still doing that, actually.
Okay.
So it's the opportunity to have the fight is there. But I am focusing a lot more on professional wrestling, and I want to make sure that that's my focus right now. Because I don't say a lot of people say, "Oh, the sky's the limit." No, the universe and outside of the universe is the limit for me right now. Thunder Rosa has a lot of goals, and I haven't accomplished them yet, all of them.
Last question: what do you want the headline of this article to be? If you could make a clickbait title for this interview, what would it be?
Dave LaGreca, you forgot your balls in Houston, in Texas.
I'm ready for it. This is how we get this interview talked about on SiriusXM Radio.
I know.
Is we do that, and then Bully Ray bullies him for 20 minutes in a segment. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I mean, he's best friends with Britt Baker. He said that she's the best wrestler now. And I mean, he used to say that before.
She is really nice to me. She said hi to me earlier.
She did?
Yeah.
She must like you, or she must want something out. You know, from you. I don't know.
Guys, until next time, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.